You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. On Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you on Niche Radio. Happy New Year. Happy 2020. Some people are calling it 2020, which I absolutely love. And I think the general feeling is that this is going to be a great year all round. Now, my first show of the year is traditionally my top 10 events that I'm going to be attending in that year. So stick around for some of the top events taking place in and around South Africa in 2020. I've also got an incredible competition, which I'm so excited to share with you. So that's coming up towards the end of the show. So stick around. It's going to be great. Let's get started. So kicking off the annual event season down in Cape Town is the not to be running of the 159th Lawmorans Queen's Plate race. This is a very prestigious event that draws celebs, personalities and horsing enthusiasts from around South Africa to spend 2 days watching all the races, getting dressed up and having the most incredible time. I'm heading through there today. That's Friday the 10th and Saturday the 11th of Jan. And that's taking place at Kenilworth Racecourse in Cape Town. The event is known for its very strict dress code. And both ladies and gents are required to dress in a manner appropriate to a smart occasion of blue and white. Outfits should be elegant. And ladies are encouraged to wear a hat or fascinator. There's even a best dressed and best hat competition on both the days, with some fabulous prizes up for grabs. I believe tickets to London, if I'm not mistaken, to go and watch the racing in London. So that's incredible. So if you want to head on through either later today or tomorrow, the times are Friday the 10th from midday until 6 p.m. and Saturday from midday until 11 p.m. And the venue, as I said, Kenilworth Racecourse, corner of Rosemead Avenue and Wetton Road in Kenilworth in Cape Town. You can book your tickets on lqp.co.za or computicket.com, of course. If you are in the garden party area, come and say hi. You will probably find me sipping on several glasses of delicious Le Ormerans bubbly. I'm looking forward. Now, I am so excited. The Rocky Horror Show is coming to Joburg. Yay! I know they're currently down in Cape Town. I'm looking forward to the Joburg leg of the show. Bigger and better than ever seen before on South African stages, the Rocky Horror Show tells the classic story of Brad and his fiancée Janet, two squeaky clean college kids who meet Dr. Frankenfurter by chance when their car breaks down outside his house in the middle of a storm. It's an adventure they'll never forget, with fun, frolics, frocks and frivolity, bursting with timeless songs and outrageous outfits. I'm so excited. I'm going to be dressing up and I'm going to do the time warp, and I'm really, really looking forward to this legendary rock and roll musical. It's just a jump to the left and then a step to the right. The venue is the Teatro at Monte Cassino. Dates 17th January until the 1st of March. Performances Tuesday through Friday. There's a variety of different times and matinees, etc. And tickets range from 150 up to 500 rand. Of course, depending what day of the week you go and where you are seated. All bookings can be done at the Teatro Theatre box office or on computicket.com. Woohoo! Marvel Universe Live is heading to Pretoria this January. This is going to be something that has never been seen in South Africa before, performing at the Sun Arena at Times Square, Menlyn, Maine, from Friday the 24th of Jan through Sunday the 9th of Feb. This epic arena stunt show has become a total adventure. Bring the kids, bring boyfriend, bring hubby, bring the neighbor's kids, and come and see all your favorite superstars in action. Thor, Black Panther, Hulk, Black Widow, Groot, Drax, Wasp, Iron Fist, and the Guardians of the Galaxy, and loads more, are going to be doing a whole bunch of incredible stunts that you will want to see and that the kids will absolutely adore. Make it a date. You can book your tickets on computicket.com or visit your nearest CompuTicket service center. Yoo-hoo, I'm looking forward. So now, don't forget that everything that I speak about on the show is available also on my website, heatherhook.com. So if you missed the date or you missed the time, head on over to heatherhook.com and go and check out everything there. Now, one of my favorite events, this will be my fourth year going, I think, Ultra South Africa, Africa's largest electronic music festival, returns in February for its 7th edition. So this year's Cape Town event is going to see the festival returning to its original location at the Ostrich Farm. Very, very cool venue. I haven't been to a party there in years, but it is an incredible venue. And Joburg will return to its historic home at the Nasrec Expo Center. Cape Town, your date, February 28th, and Joburg, February 29th. Tickets are available. They're available on ultrasouthafrica.com/tickets. And if you are wanting to go and get your boogie on and you want to have some fun with Ultra and you love EDM music like I do, I'm going to be going absolutely crazy. Make sure to get your tickets and I will see you there. Now, I am super stoked. British musical duo Lighthouse Family have announced that they're going to be touring South Africa in March 2020 for the very first time. Joburg, your dates are 20th and 21st of March at the Teatro Monte Cassino. And Cape Town, you are up on the 24th of March at the Grand Arena at Grand West. Era-defining songs, 10 million records sold, 25 years worth of music making. Tunde and Paul are going to be coming to South Africa. I'm really, really looking forward to this. I know I'm saying that about each event. I just realized I'm saying I'm really looking forward. I really am. This is going to be incredible. This is the first time that the Lighthouse Family will perform in South Africa, and fans can expect to hear all their hits. Rain Cloud High, Lost in Space. It's going to be incredible. So Joburg, 20th and 21st of March at the Teatro. Cape Town, 24th of March at the Grand West Grand Arena. Tickets start from 500 Rand up in Cape Town and 600 Rand up in Joburg. And tickets are available bigconcerts.co.za. Now, this is going to be my third time seeing The Colour Purple in 2020. And I am looking forward. The musical Colour Purple is brought to you by Joburg Theatre and Bernard J. And Didi Kanal, who I interviewed towards the end of last year, will be reprising her role of Celie in the April season of The Colour Purple. And this is going to be... It's such a touching show. It's got such a good message. It's, triumphing over adversity. Celie really steps into her prime as a woman. Didi is an incredible actress, and I'm really looking forward to seeing this show. I'm excited. I know, I keep saying that. Joburg Theatre from April 2nd to 12th, 2020. The Colour Purple tickets are available by calling the box office 0861-670-670 or going online joburgtheatre.com and booking in person at the box office. Now, this is something totally new. It is launching in Cape Town on the 30th and 31st of May at the Cape Town International Convention Centre, the Vegan and Plant-Powered Show. It is the very first of its kind in South Africa, and it is bringing vegan, plant-based, and conscious living revolutions to a mainstream audience. So this is aimed at people that are looking to live and enjoy a healthier, more conscious, and sustainable lifestyle with a smaller environmental footprint. And the two-day event will feature international and local celebrity cooks and chefs, live demos, as well as over 120 exhibitors showcasing the very latest products from food and drink producers and lifestyle brands in the vegan and plant-based industries from around South Africa and the world. There's the Plant Kitchen, there's an Innovation Awards, there's a Great Vegan Banquet, a plant-powered fun run, pop-up restaurants with celebs, special guests, and tons more. The Vegan and Plant-Powered Show is aimed not only at vegans and vegetarians, but also at flexitarians, reductarians, sports enthusiasts, and individuals who have compromised their health and those who are looking for a healthier and more ethical lifestyle choice for themselves and their family. You can find out more on their Facebook page, which is Plant Power ZA. That's going to be very, very cool. And another one of my favorites, which I'm stoked to be attending again, I never miss a year, Disney on Ice. In 2020, you get to grab your Mickey Mouse ears and get ready as Disney on Ice celebrates Mickey and friends skating into South Africa for the very first time, thanks to Felt Entertainment. This production will inspire families to relive their favorite Disney memories and make new ones that they will treasure forever. Disney on Ice celebrates Mickey and Friends opens at the Ticket Pro Dome, Joburg, on Friday the 9th of June and runs until Sunday the 28th of June. Thereafter, Disney on Ice returns to Grand West, Cape Town, from Wednesday 1st of July to Sunday, 5th of July, followed by a limited season at the Sun Arena at Times Square, Menland, Maine, from Thursday the 9th of July to Sunday the 12th of July. It is going to be great. So you can find out more on DisneyOnIce.co.za, or as I said, don't forget, everything that I chat about on the show is available on my website as well. So you can head on over to heatherhook.com and get all your dates and times. I'm going to be going to my very first Neisner Oyster Festival this year. This is the 33rd year, and the South African's premium sport and lifestyle event, the Pick and Pay Neisner Oyster Festival, is going to be taking place during the school holidays from 25th of June to the 5th of July in the heart of the Garden Route. Oyster enthusiasts, fitness fanatics, and lovers of the good life, you make sure to diarize these dates and start planning the best 10 days of your winter. There's more than 100 lifestyle and sporting events spread out over the 10 days, and the festival offers a diverse program of sport, gourmet offerings, and family activities, and attracts more than 50,000 visitors to Neisner. Find out more on oysterfestival.co.za. And last but not least, I am delighted, and I was so excited when the news was announced. KISS are going to be heading to South Africa, an epic and well-documented 45-year career that launched an era of rock and roll legends. KISS are doing their final ever world tour. The initial tour announcement was met with a huge fan demand for added shows, but the end of the road tour will officially come to close in 2021 in New York. But South Africans, here is your date, 25th of July at the Ticket Pro Dome. Tickets start from 800 Rand. Tickets are on sale already on bigconcerts.co.za. And that's it. It's going to be great. Yay. All right. Now, I mentioned a super special competition, and what better way to kick off a new year than with a great competition? So yesterday was my birthday. I won't tell you how old I turned, but I'm celebrating the whole month of January, my birthday month, and I'm excited that I get to share some of my birthday feels and spoils with my fans and followers and listeners. So to celebrate another trip around the sun, I'm going to be spoiling one very special person, and I'm going to take them along to celebrate my birthday lunch with me at the beautiful Arbor Cafe and Courtyard in the Renrose Center in Birdhaven. It is one of my favorite local brunch and lunch spots. They've got a beautiful garden. They've got fresh, tasty, homemade menu items. They're known for their traditional French galettes and crepes, omelets and homemade sandwiches. They do beautiful, freshly squeezed juices. There's even cocktails and bubbly on the refreshment menu, and this will be an afternoon not to forget. So if you've always wanted to hang out with me, you want to share my birthday spoils with me, and maybe spend some time picking my brain and chatting about all the things that you ever wanted to know or ask me, to stand a chance to win, you need to make sure that you enter on my website. You need to head on over to heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, and then obviously click on the win a lunch with me at Arbor Cafe to celebrate my birthday, and answer a very easy question, which is let me know where Arbor Cafe is located. Don't worry, I have put it in the post, and why I should choose you. The competition closes on the 23rd of Jan, and the winner will be contacted via email, and I look forward to having lunch with you. From me, that is it for this week. I, of course, will be back with you again next week. If you are at the La Ormonde's Queen's Plate this weekend, come and say hi. I'll be there today, Friday the 10th of Jan. And I look forward to connecting with you again next week. Have an absolutely blessed weekend and week ahead. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.